Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Sam. A new jack swing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 21st day of June. And we can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of your longest day of the year. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you Tony fans out in Sugar Hill.
All right,
in
now.
In Sugar Hill.
Yeah. Blow you up there in Gwinnett. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing fine.
All right. Some clouds circling around, but there's no rain in them.
No,
there's some clouds out today, but the heat will be here.
Knowing what you're going to talk about here in a minute, have you ever heard of a woman named Lori McNeil?
Yes.
I know you would.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what she is noted for doing?
Playing tennis.
Yes, but she did something significant during her tennis career.
Okay.
And she is in the record books for doing something to someone else. She caused...
To someone else.
Yes. Lori McNeil is known for causing the previous champion of a tennis tournament, a Grand Slam tennis tournament, to lose in the first round. Lori McNeil beat Steffi Graf in the first round of Wimbledon the year after Steffi won the tournament. So that would have been 94.
Wow.
So Steffi Graf is the first woman to win a tournament and then the next year lose in the first round.
That give you a little something history about our homegirl. She and Zena Garrison, both from Houston, Texas.
I was about to say.
Were playing in the parks, and it was Zena Garrison who beat Chris Evert in her final match.
Yep.
U.S. Open.
I've been sitting on this one.
Something to say about them girls from them public courts out in Houston, Texas,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, he's made some history.
But Lori McNeil, yeah, Steffi Graf, first champ to be beat in the first round of a major their next year, and Lori McNeil was the one who beat her.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. All right. When that went, I got a little bit of tennis news.
Yeah.
And we got Karen Pistano really put this out here on Tennis Panorama News. Friend of the show, our kinfolk, really.
Yes.
Follow her at Tennis News TPN, about something. They've already made a draw for the U.S. Open mixed doubles. You know, usually you don't find out who's in mixed doubles at a 2-week tournament until like the second week.
Or
you know what I mean? Right. You know, they find out mixed doubles. Are you available? You got time? Okay, let's go play. You know, that's kind of how it happens, especially if a player that expects to go far in the singles draw maybe has a doubles partner for their men's or women's doubles. Usually.
Well, Serena and Venus went through this.
Well, if.
Because they couldn't play together, sometimes one would go farther than the other.
But then you talk about mixed doubles. You're talking about someone who's out and then someone from the men's draw.
Right.
Maybe that, unless you're playing with, you know, some guys who are specialists in playing doubles. But they figured they'd do something to really put a run on those tickets early at the U.S. Open for the mixed doubles session. And so this year, the U.S. Open mixed doubles, they've already listed the names of some teams that are there that you may want to go and see. And I'm seeing some really intriguing matchups, some really intriguing teams that are going to be out there. Some people are going to play in this. Djokovic is going to play in it. I like Tommy Paul and Jessica Pegula. That's an American team. I think that's going to be really good. Elena Rybakina is still going to play with Taylor Fritz. That should be a good one. Francis Tiafoe is going to double up with Madison Keys.
Hmm.
But the two that really stand out for me, one is our Atlanta team, Taylor Townsend and Ben Shelton.
Okay.
We play together. These are folks, you know, these are our home folk around here, you know. And Ben Shelton's, I think he's seeing
the
a
giraffe?
Little bit.
Giraffe?
No, that's Chris. Chris is.
Oh, Chris Eubanks.
Chris
okay.
Eubanks yeah. is doing the TV thing. He's going to play, but do the TV thing. But Ben Shelton has been keeping company. I've seen some pictures of he and Trinity Rodman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they've been kind of homeboy.
That'd be a nice.
Yeah, you know, they just seeing each other. You know, just seeing. Don't
I can do what I want to do. You brought it up.
Don't get ahead of yourself over there.
I can put them together.
Don't get ahead of yourself over there, Gregory.
Why not?
You don't do that. And the mixed doubles team that intrigues me most is Naomi Osaka and Nick Kyrgios.
And she'll let him down.
Why you say that?
Because I just feel that way.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Man, I think people will show up.
5 years ago, yeah.
No. I mean, and Kyrgios right now, unfortunately, because of injuries and things, that's kind of where he is.
He can be
a doubles guy. I don't even know if he can hold it together, you know, in a tournament for singles. But he still wants to get out on the court. He still attracts people. I'm just thinking about a combination that attract people way ahead of time before you go out and get that.
The name, those two and those names, yes, would make me think, yeah, that'd be a good one to watch. But then if you have any kind of idea of what they've been through these last couple of years, then you might go,
the more reason you want to go out, you're not betting on them, but all the more reason you want to go out and have an opportunity to see them.
Okay.
Especially if Osaka's playing singles, she's probably going to be playing on Arthur Ashe. Those tickets are probably going to be very difficult to get.
Well, she'll be out soon.
She'll be out early. We don't know that.
I can suspect it given what I've seen of her the last year or so. I mean, that's not being mean. It's just she's getting knocked out. Even Karen was talking about it.
No. But since Australian Open, there have been surfaces that are not her best. Clay court is not her best surface. I don't know how she will do on grass at Wimbledon, but she'll be back on the hard court surfaces for the U.S. Open.
How'd she do with the Australian? How far'd she go?
Only she went like a couple of rounds.
Okay, that's the U.S. Open right there. That's the same surface.
But not the same time of year.
No, but it might as well, because it's hot.
I'm just saying as far as her returning and getting back on court. Remember, this is all her coming back.
I wish nothing but the best for Naomi Osaka. I just, right now, if you got to put a bet on somebody, she's still working through it.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be the first person, I think, to put money on.
Well, I ain't putting money. I'm just saying get a ticket and go watch.
I'm not telling you to put money on it. I'm just saying get a ticket and go and watch. There's different perspectives here. You go for that reason. Some people go for other reasons.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you don't have to go to bed.
You don't have to, but people do.
You don't have to, but people do. All you got to do is there are different ways to get your cash out there, believe me.
Go ahead.
All right. We're a week away from NASCAR rolling into the facility formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway.
It's
Echo Park Speedway.
By the way, you know the address for that?
You got the address in front of me?
No, I mean, did you ever know the address for Echo Park, formerly Atlanta Motor Speedway? It's 1500 Terra Place.
Okay.
Not Terra Boulevard.
Okay.
Terra Place.
Terra Place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hampton, Georgia. All right. Make sure we get that right. By the way, next week,
mm-hmm.
four race weekend, the morning chip's going to be out there on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Just before they drop the green flag.
It's going to be nice. They're going to race. It's going to be an evening race. Hopefully the heat will calm down some and people can go out and enjoy a nighttime race. The Xfinity Series will race on Friday, the Focus Health 250, and then the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is going to be Saturday evening.
You know what I'd like to do once?
What was that?
But I'd have to be somebody completely different. I'm surprised you haven't been asked, but you would be asked.
A
number of people before I would.
What do we ask?
But it's a bucket list thing. But you got to be asked to do it.
Okay.
And to be able to wave the green flag at Atlanta Motor Speedway for a race. Don't they always bring somebody prestigious from that city out to do the green flag?
Somebody who is like somebody from Echo Park would do it this time.
Okay, I get that being the first one, right? But moving forward next year and in the past, Atlanta. Well, I think. Most of the cities.
It could be a sponsor for the race now. I mean, you got a Quaker State.
But you could also, I mean, I'm sure there was one of the Braves or one of the Falcons or Arthur Blank maybe did the green flag out there. It's one of those prestigious sort of things. I would like to be asked to do that. It won't ever happen.
Yeah.
But I would like to have somebody say, hey, man, you want to wave the green flag?
But I mean, that's the thing. I think when a lot of sponsors get involved, I think that's part of the fine print.
I understand.
I think that's what you get to do. I don't know. I don't make that policy. Next time we talk to Brandon Hutchison, we'll ask him if that's what happens. We will ask him. He's a friend of the show. He comes on with us.
Yeah, sure.
All right. But that's coming up next weekend. And remember, folks, we talked about the different, trophies, the things that people receive.
Oh, yeah.
When they win races. You know, mm-hmm. we talked about, in Nashville, when you win there, You get the Les Paul, you Gibson guitar. Greg likes that. If you win at Martinsville, you get the grandfather clock.
Yeah, you can keep that.
This handsome piece of furniture that goes into your home. That could be great. But when you win next week here in Atlanta, the winner of the race will receive a nearly new, remember we're talking Echo Park, right?
Right.
A nearly new Chevy Silverado and a trailer equipped with an 85th anniversary Sturgis motorcycle, Rally Limited Edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle. So you're getting the motorcycle, you're getting the trailer, and you get the nearly new Chevy Silverado.
I love the total package of that. I just kind of wish they didn't say nearly new.
Well, that's what Echo Park does.
I get it. I'm just saying. Yes, so when I hear nearly, I'm like thinking, okay, if you told me that Dale Earnhardt Jr. had this before me, then I'll take it. Then that's the nearly part. That feels.
But you need something.
I don't know who had it before then, but if it was Dale Earnhardt, then I'm all over it. I'm like,
it's nearly new.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the nearly part?
No, I don't know.
That's what I mean. But if you could attach a name to the nearly part, then that would make it even more lofty.
This incredible prize will be presented to the winner in Victory Lane.
Yeah, no, it's still impressive.
Courtesy of Echo Park. And
I still think they've got
automotive.
Now this is still this right. is, you know, you can say what you will about Daytona 500, but this is now the coolest.
It is. I mean, that's what you're going to get
coolest
if you
prize,
win
yeah.
down there next week. All right, some more NASCAR notes for you. NASCAR, we're rolling at Pocono this weekend. It is the triangle, the trioval. It is the oval, the track that pretends to be a road course at sometimes, and we'll see who's going to come out there. A person who's been most successful down there has been Kyle Busch. He's won 5 times at this course that opened back in 69. The first race was in 74. Of course, 74, who going to win? Richard Petty, of course.
Right.
He was winning everything then, right? You know, Bill Elliott has won 4 times. Chase has won there once in 2022. He needs a win. Let's watch this week and see if Chase Elliott gets a win there at Pocono, and Ryan Blaney won there last year. For the Xfinity Series race today, Dale Jr. going to be the crew chief. We told you, the crew chief of his team got suspended, had a lug nut violation or something there. So he's going to suspend it. So Dale Jr. will be on the pit box for the race coming up today at Pocono. Also, news is we're expecting to hear soon, very soon, that NASCAR is going to sign an agreement for another city road course race, street race.
And they haven't given me any kind of clue to where it would be?
Yes.
Okay.
West Coast. Beautiful scenery.
San Francisco.
San Diego.
What scenery is in San Diego?
Oh, man, the water out there?
Yeah,
that
ocean,
that would
that's
be
it.
Beautiful. That would, man, San Diego is awesome.
Here's the thing. You're absolutely right, a place to live.
But also a place where you can drive. San Francisco is going to be up and down a bunch of
that's
hills.
That's what I'm saying. You make it a road course there, and that's the beauty of that area. That's where I thought you were going with that.
No, the beauty of San Diego is, I think, is a road course. I think it's going to be beautiful out there. They're thinking that's where they're going to go. This is the last year of the agreement for Chicago, but from all intents and purposes, it seems like they're going to renew with Chicago. They love the reception that they've received there and the way the race has gone in Chicago. It's been very popular with the drivers and with the community. But they feel like they want to race in Southern California, a points race there. And so they're looking at San Diego. We should hear that pretty soon.
It's a beautiful city. It doesn't make you think of scenically beautiful. It's just aesthetically beautiful.
I think
out there warm. It's just, you know.
Beautiful. I mean, there you got the shipyard, you got the Navy, Marines there. Oh, that's going to be great.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. I'm missing something.
Yeah, man.
I think they should put one around Lake Tahoe. Let's be honest with you.
Oh, no.
That should be next.
Let's see what happens. But that's what they're thinking for the street race, possibly in San Diego.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, a guy who is probably considered the most handsome sports actor in the city.
Well, you said he's the only one.
He's the only – well, yeah, as far as males that I know of that are doing local TV and sports that are in the movies.
He could tell us for sure.
And well, he wouldn't know for sure because, you know, you mentioned Maria, but that's a female.
Yeah, but he would know if anybody else that does what he's doing is acting.
We'll find that out next. Miles Garrett is going to join us for Fox 5. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Every time I hear this, I wonder if he's going to get his money. Did he going to be able to pay him? I don't know.
I don't know if he's even talking. Does he even talk about it?
He ain't got to talk about it. Everybody knows. You got to pay that dude four digits every day for the rest of his life. So every week. Something like that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is a Saturday morning. But again, remember, this is the longest day of the year. Do something special out there. It's like the 29th of February. You got a little something different going on that particular day, so take advantage of it. Anyway, welcoming in here, and the question has been asked throughout the morning, Miles. Are you the only sports anchor in town that is featured in movies?
That is featured in movies? The only sports anchor?
I
don't think there's another one. Yeah, I think that might be me.
Yeah, Sam speculated that Maria might be doing it, but we haven't talked to Maria in a minute, so I don't know if she's been cast in anything, but I do definitely know you are and have been.
So there you I can see Maria doing it. Maria is very good at what she does.
But she hasn't, though, yet. Oh, absolutely, but she hasn't yet, so you still...
I'll say if anybody knew, that he would know.
Yeah. And he doesn't know.
He ain't seen nobody.
He's the only sports anchor in the city getting residuals.
He's the only one.
Well, we are in a competition here, so, you know, I got to get in another movie here to beat her again.
Okay. Right. The year of fantasy football, which was it's a Nickelodeon project, first of all, and it is around a aging Falcons running back who has to battle with the new guy coming up. You know, it's an old story in sports. It just happens to be focused here. And the coach of the team, Tony Gonzalez.
Whoa.
In the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and Miles is in there. So there you go. Hey, but we haven't talked to you in a little bit. How's your summer going so far? Or spring? I guess it's officially summer now.
It hasn't been bad. It hasn't been bad. You know, it's a lot slower than football season, so we get a little bit more time to breathe a little bit. But that's a good thing.
We are going to get to your thoughts on the Falcons as we approach training camp here, but Sam and I speculated that what happened last week here with the Braves sweeping the Mets could be a turning point for this season with this team, knowing that not just that they took care of the Mets the way they did, but you saw Strider perform in a way you haven't seen, and hoping that he would come back to form. And, of course, Ronald Acuna got back with this team and hit the ground running. So your thoughts on this Braves team, even though they're sitting in third place in the division, but how they look right now in June 21st?
Well, again, it's all going to be dependent on how they do in these next few games, right? It's all against NL East opponents. I said this before, that Mets series was, you know, this is going to really determine what they're going to do at the trade deadline. Now, I know Alex Anthopoulos came out and said that this team is not selling, but again, this stretch that they're about to be on right now before the All-Star break, I think is going to determine how this team is going to look post-All-Star break, right? I mean, you're about 10, 11 games out of first place right now. That sweep against the Mets was huge, and probably the best wins that you had of the season, really. But they're going to have to keep it up. They lose game one, obviously, to the Marlins, but you're going to have to keep this going because you're going to have a trip right back up to New York here this week.
Talk about that, Miles, the importance of this series, because they get through this weekend, and you don't want to look ahead, but it's hard not to look ahead after you just swept this team and you got four games coming up at their place.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's momentum. Momentum's on your side right now. You obviously had three great outings from your pitchers, Spencer Strider and Chris Sale, obviously looking like the Cy Young candidate that he was last year. I think he's firmly back in that race right now, right up there with Paul Skenes. And you really want that to continue, obviously, Grant Holmes and the rest of this rotation to keep up that momentum. But I think the biggest thing, really, guys, I mean, we've seen some good things from the starting pitching. I think it's the bullpen that needs to keep up that momentum, because for once we really saw them kind of do what they were supposed to do in that Mets series. And I think you got to be encouraged from what you've seen from Raisel Iglesias his last few starts. I mean, all season long, you really haven't been able to depend on the guy to be your closer. And as of late, he's looked like he's starting to get himself back to where he was Hopefully that continues. Again, it's all dependent on if they can continue this, because I don't think it's changed as far as how big these next few series are. You know, obviously the Marlins not as good compared to the other teams, but you got to keep it going against them. You've won three straight series. You got to keep this going, whether or not you sweep a team. I think that's okay. If you don't, you got to win these series.
Did you get a chance to check out the kid last night, Fuentes, and his debut?
I didn't see a whole lot of it. From what I did see, it was certainly encouraging. Again, 20 years old, there's a lot to work on, of course, and I do like the fact that they scheduled him when they did so that they could get guys like Chris Sale and Strider, Schwellenbach, guys who performed well against the Mets, to have that opportunity again at Citi Field. So I do like that he was able to do that for them. But, yeah, I mean, we've seen this before with guys, right? A.J. Smith-Shawver, I mean, Spencer Strider when he got called up. This is kind of the Braves' way of bringing up their guys in their own system, getting them a spot start here and there before they go back down and get a little bit more experience. So hopefully it works out for some of the guys like we've seen before. You know, it hasn't worked out before, but hopefully it works out for him. He's got a lot of room to grow. It's just being the youngest player in all of baseball right now.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline this morning with Myles Garrett. He is social. You always find him at Myles Garrett TV. At Myles Garrett TV, there are some things that this team did fine, even though the start of the season wasn't what we wanted to see. Obviously, we looked to see our penciled-in left fielder when things began. We looked to see him rejoin this team in the next few weeks. But also talk about behind the plate and just what we got, the bonus of Drake Baldwin and the way he has come on and performed for this team so far.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. I mean, you know, before we thought that the whole tandem of Sean Murphy, Travis d'Arnaud, the absence of d'Arnaud could potentially be a problem given the fact of Sean Murphy being kind of, you know, inconsistent at times with his injuries that he had last year. But you're right. I mean, now it's kind of a good problem to have with two catchers of that caliber. Drake Baldwin has slowed down a little bit, but, you know, that comes to be expected from a guy that pitchers are starting to finally scout on a little bit, kind of get a feel for what he's doing. But gives you something to think about at the trade deadline. Now, do I think the Braves are going to trade Sean Murphy or Drake Baldwin for that matter? I don't think so. I do think they like what they can do with both those guys, the flexibility, and, you know, it is really important and big to have two catchers at your arsenal right now, especially having those two guys performing the way that they are. Obviously, you want a little bit more from Sean Murphy, given what you're paying him, but at the same time, you know, having Drake come in there to sub in throughout the week, you know, if he needs a spot start, or having him DH when Ozuna's not ready, I think having that flexibility has been really big for Brian Snitker. It's just a matter of, you know, do you get an offer near the trade deadline that is enticing if you are making a playoff run, whether that's, you know, another shortstop, a bullpen arm, another, you know, prospect, the top 100 guy that could potentially help you guys going forward. So it gives you something to think about.
Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How many All-Stars we got on this team besides Chris Sale?
I think Ronald Acuna Jr. has a really strong argument right now. I know he hasn't played a full season, but right now at this moment, I think he's playing right up there among the top five players in all of baseball right now. I mean, those are my two that I think should be penciled in at this point. I think it's really hard to come up with an argument for someone else. I do think it would be cool to maybe get Drake Baldwin in there, given the fact that he's leading the NL Rookie of the Year voting right now, or just not that there's voting, but just the fact that he's right up there among the best of the NL rookies. So outside of those guys, I don't really see it. I mean, you know, maybe a Matt Olson, but even he's had his struggles at times this season, you know, just to throw him a bone at this point since it's in your home ballpark. But yeah, it's not like 2023, Greg, where we have the whole team ready to go for the All-Star game.
That take a little something off the All-Star game with it being here for local fans. I mean, it's still baseball's show of shows, and there's so much that's going to be going on in and around the Battery and during those days. But the fact that we kind of expected to have more folks playing in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Of course, you know, it being in Atlanta and the Braves being a perennial power the last, 7 years or so, you'd expect that to happen. Again, you always think back to 2023 specifically when basically the entire team was starting in that All-Star game. But I do think the Braves fans and, you know, just baseball fans alike, I don't think that's going to deter from the atmosphere or anything. I think there's a strong base of baseball fans that live in this area in Atlanta. So Is it a disappointment that there's not more Braves players playing? Sure. I mean, I think you can give it that. But I don't think it'll deter from any of the festivities going on during that weekend.
I think Ozzie Albies should get a pass to anything baseball-related when it comes to putting together some kind of team. Because that dude did something. I think he was the first person to do it. He bought the country a taco.
He did. That's true.
Ozzie Albies was the first baseball player to buy the country a taco. So as far as I'm concerned, he can come to anything he wants to.
Right? That's a strong argument.
I'm just telling you, man. He'll always have that mantle. You got any news, any thoughts on, I know it's right around the corner and there's other teams making news, but what are you getting ready for with this Falcons team in this upcoming season?
Man. It feels like every single year we're so optimistic and cautious, right? I do think this year we do have the most in our arsenal as you know, fans, as people covering the team, to say that this team has a lot to be encouraged about, especially with how they did in this NFL draft, getting Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. Those two gets were fantastic for this team. You need to get the edge rusher right, adding Leonard Floyd, getting another veteran in there. Now, of course, it is a bummer that you lose Grady Jarrett. I think he would have been a great mentor for a guy like Jalen Walker. But I do think Jalen Walker himself is a de facto very good replacement for a guy like Grady Jarrett, just from a leadership standpoint. I mean, Raheem Morris has mentioned it. The players have mentioned it, just the fact that he has that captain potential on the defense. And, you know, we all saw that when he was fantastic at Georgia. You know, we've seen him do it for the past few years, but that's the defense. But, you know, going to the offensive side, you were so encouraged with what you saw from Michael Penix Jr. those last three or four games of the season, you know, just the arm strength and, you know, the windows he was fitting it in and the season that Drake London had. Of course, we know what Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier can do. The offense really is not what I'm too worried about. Obviously, I want to continue to see the growth from Penix, but I do think all the pieces are there. So all that considered, with both the offense and defense right now, it's probably the most I've been encouraged the last few years. You know, last year we were kind of worried about Kirk Cousins' Achilles, and it turns out that affected his mobility. You know, right now I don't really have those concerns for anybody on offense at this time. So I'm very encouraged but cautious, because I think we've been through this before as Falcons fans and Falcons media.
As well as the offense lays out the way you described it, what kind of plus would it be for Kyle Pitts to go out and play the way we saw him play back to his rookie season?
And that's the other question we always ask ourselves, isn't it, Sam? Just talking about, Kyle Pitts going to finally be that Kyle Pitts of the Kyle Pitts of Florida, or that Kyle Pitts of Matt Ryan's season? And look, we had the argument for the longest time of, is it just a matter of quarterback play? Because he has had a different starting quarterback on the opening week of every NFL season that he has played, which is something that, you know, you got to mention. But at the same time, I think we talked about this, guys. Who's that dude from Georgia that did it last year? Brock Bowers. I mean, he did it with every single quarterback under the sun and was putting up quote unquote unicorn numbers. So that argument, it's hard to talk about when that was the guy that Kyle Pitts was supposed to be. So going back to my previous answer, all the pieces are there. Year two of the offensive system with Zach Robinson, you got some experience working with Michael Penix Jr. You're now not forced to be that number one option like you were when you were drafted. You've got Drake, you've got Bijan, Tyler, all these other guys, Darnell Mooney. So there's not as much pressure. Granted, there should be pressure since you are that number four overall pick. You were picked to be that guy. But at the same time, you know, you got to perform. And again, everyone's expecting it. Raheem Morris has said they expect it. So hopefully this is the year he can put it together.
We don't get this dude on enough.
Yeah, man.
We really don't. Miles, and as always, we thank you. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we will be reaching out to you again soon.
Thanks, Miles.
Absolutely, guys. Looking forward to talking again.
All right. Talk to you later. And we got to get his headshots worked up. We got to get a demo for him and all that sort of stuff.
All those good things.
I'm helping him. I'm helping Garrett trying to get in there. Garrett wants to be, you know, get in front of the camera. I got to get you in front of the camera.
I know.
I'm telling you, man. Noelle's the only person that hasn't asked me yet, but she'll find her way there, though.
Yes, she will.
Somebody's going to find Noelle. They're going to put her there. Anyway, speaking of being in front of the camera, it is our casting call segment up next. There are jobs out there for you, and there's some unique needs. In fact, a whole bunch of you need it for a block party. I'll tell you about that coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Excuse me. You know, this just reminded me of something. As Noel brings us back with this, do you know what, and I'm doing this on the, keep that going, Noel. Do you know what this week is?
What's that?
I want to make sure I get the actual date right. Hang on here. You're supposed to be stalling while
I'm Okay. No, we're stalling. We're stalling. Not yet. Not yet. You ready now?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
You're terrible at this.
And go.
You know what Wednesday is?
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It's the anniversary of his passing.
Wow.
June 25th.
June
25th. You remember where you were in 2009 when it happened?
Absolutely.
Well, were you still talking about, now hang on a second, were you still talking about Farrah Fawcett's passing when you got the news of Michael?
Yeah.
Because that's the crazy part about
that
day.
Crazy.
For everybody's talking about Farrah Fawcett passing and what she was that them guys of a certain age had on their walls, and then this hits.
Greg, I will never forget Entertainment Tonight. They did a whole Farrah Fawcett thing the night before. You know, she was in the hospital and all that. We was kind of gearing up for it. And it was like, tomorrow, you know, more on Farrah and, you know, her career and her life. And we did not get whatever that prepackaged video was. We did not get it. Because it was all my, I was like, oh my goodness, y'all just forgot about Poe Farrah.
Yeah. Well, you were expecting that to happen. I'm of course, I was in L.A. that day.
Oh,
so
wow.
You were there?
Yeah,
I forget you telling me about that. That's right. That's right.
I was in L.A. that day. So, I mean, yeah. To wake
what were
up
you
that,
covering?
To wake up that morning. I just out there visiting.
Oh, you're hanging out?
That's for a trip. And wake up that morning, and yep, the news about Farrah Fawcett was all over, you know, the morning shows out there locally. But then by lunchtime, you started getting, and I got calls from people saying, you heard something about Michael Jackson. I said, well, I'm in L.A. And then some of the radio stations just started playing his music. And nobody was saying anything. And that's when you figured something, you know, was really going on, man. So, yeah, to be in L.A. on that day, you know, was pretty amazing to watch how the town reacted.
Right. Well, watch how this country reacted.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been people who have passed. I'm not talking about elected officials, popes or things like that. But I think the only thing that compared to that in recent memory and how people gathered and talked and how it affected broadcast and media around was Ali when he passed.
Okay.
And it was,
but even with that, it was something you saw a decline. So you knew something.
Well,
was,
but the it, day it happened.
But the day it happened. Well, yeah.
I would have thought you'd say Elvis.
But that was a while ago. And again, the coverage for Elvis, this is 77 when
he
died.
True.
Yeah. Pales in comparison now. There was no cable TV.
Exactly.
And other things.
And there was all kinds of speculation about how he died because they didn't in the bathroom on the toilet.
Well, we had a little bit that with that Michael, too, but the news is so easy to
and
get
it
now. It didn't last that long.
No, there was so much speculation out there about stuff.
That
and
was
everything.
Only like 2 or 3 hours of what happened before.
Exactly. Yeah. Sam McGregor, 29 the game. Again, you got me thinking about that, but it is falls into the show business umbrella here, and that's what I do during this break. Let you know about job opportunities in front of the cameras, or at least where to find those, in the industry. I've been doing it. How long have I been doing it here? Since the 50s, right?
No. You may feel like it, but no, it has not been since the 50s.
And the industry is picking. Les, there was
it's
a low beginning of this year, and it's never going to be like it was a few years ago, but it doesn't matter. There's still opportunities laced throughout the state of Georgia. I'm going to tell you about what's going on here in the top third of the state, and Central Cal is back at it. Season 3 of Tulsa King. Yo, Adrian, he's back in town.
He's not saying that in Tulsa.
No, he's not saying that. Well, he might. I don't know. Yeah. But you know, I've asked for people who have tattoos before, but not specifically arm tattoos.
Why specifically?
You got to ask the producers and the directors of this particular episode. But they need those of you with sleeves, a half sleeve, patchwork. Your arm should be mostly covered in.
Okay.
I'm reading it as it says. You'll see that as the first one in Georgia, Tulsa King. which is in its third season. They need those of you 18 and over who got some tats up and down your arms. Extras Cast in Atlanta got an untitled project. They need baseball players. Okay. Simple as that.
We got some of them around town.
They need 18-plus baseball players, and they need some older guys, 20s to 60s, for like an alumni game.
Okay.
Kind of thing they're going to have in this project. So that's under Extras Cast in Atlanta. You'll see that's going to shoot July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Casting tailor-made. Do you remember the movie Cape? You remember Cape Fear?
Yeah, okay, Cape right? Fear, yes.
Cape. I don't know if it's going to be similar to that, but they need soccer players. They need young, well, I shouldn't say young, but not single-digit age young, but okay. 16 to 19-year-old girls.
Okay, like club, ladies. Club team.
Exactly.
Club team or high school team.
They need ladies to be in a soccer team or individual players, like you just said, high school, club, or rec league, 16 to 19 years old. And, of course, anything having to do with minors, you got to get that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor, and I've got that link right there on the Casting TaylorMade breakdown. So, again, Casting TaylorMade got a project called Cape Needing Soccer Players, Cab Casting. This is the one I was talking about earlier. They need men and women, all ethnicities, for a block party. That's all you need to know,
okay.
Right? So you just see the breakdown. It'll be under Cab Casting. Submit as soon as you can, 18 to 60 years old. So get that in. Roselock Casting, doing a project, and she's always got a few going on, but this is for Breadwinner. They need people with cars. Not necessarily doing anything, but they just need people with cars. 18 plus, no red, black, or white cars. And you're going to submit what they need. Also need a male double, Caucasian male, longer hair, 20 to 35 years old. And they need certain sizes like 6'3", and the waist size and the shoe size and all that. And again, look through the breakdown completely. And last but not least, I saved this for you. You can go sit down, watch a TV show, eat, and they're going to pay you for that. And this is divorce court.
Well, you don't eat while you watch it.
No, unless you bring some snacks in there.
That's in between.
Yeah.
No, you can't bring any snacks.
Yeah, little M&Ms in there. That's not making noise.
Yo, there are people. You got to look like you're concerned.
The camera ain't on you all the time. You just got to be loud.
This court case, what's going on? You got to, oh, man.
I can sneak an M&M in between.
When them cameras turn around and people, the looks on the faces, you
got
to have a
I'll swallow that M&M.
Like you're really leaning into it. Just
okay, I'll get regular, no peanut.
Be sure you will. I was going back to this one about the block party.
Yeah.
They were saying New York types.
In other words, the scene is set in a New York. And the scene, well, a movie surrounds New York and Puerto Rico. Okay, so you don't necessarily have to have a New York accent. You just got to, they're just letting you know that's going to kind of be the vibe of the scene.
But should you dress that way when you take your picture that you submit?
No. Don't try to assume you know what they're looking for. Just give them you.
It says New York type, so you wouldn't put on a Yankees cap.
If you got one, put it on. A cap like that, yeah. But what else would you wear that would be, other than something that says New York on it? You just don't want to look casual. You want to look like you're going to a block party.
All right.
That's the role.
Block party, you're going to be outdoors.
Yeah.
And
just dress, if you got a Yankees hat with everything else, but just look like you're going. For all of these, whether it's the block party or anyone you ever see on the casting call, dress as close as you can to the role. If you can't, that's understandable. If I'm having a need for hospital people, not everybody got scrubs. Some people do. I used to have scrubs all the time. Do you ever have scrubs?
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to them.
I don't know how I ended up getting them. I didn't end up getting those.
Everybody got scrubs. They don't know how they got
scrubs,
them, right?
You know, yeah.
I used to have them. But anyway, if you got them, put them on. If you don't, that's okay too. Anyway, you got more questions about any of this stuff, the list is up on Get Cast with Greg on X right now. Just re-X'd it. And also, if you got any questions about any of this stuff, 929thegame.com/casting call. That's where you'll see the list. But 929thegame.com, Greg.com. I'm getting all confused here. Greg.clarksonodyssey.com. Greg.clarksonodyssey.com is if you got any questions in front of or behind the camera. Any of those questions, you shoot me an email. But the list is also up on 929thegame.com.
Shout out to Trent Bride.
Okay.
Him?
Why?
Remember him?
I remember the name. Oh, yeah.
Tennis player.
Oh, yeah. We had him on Thursday.
You were talking about him and roles and who was it always looking for athletes.
Oh, Game-Changing Films.
Game-Changing Films.
You got to give me his contact information.
And what I mentioned, I probably may see him tonight or tomorrow because he's playing at Electric Owl Studios. Remember, Electric Owl Studios is where they have intense tennis. It's going on this evening at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And the public can, you can get tickets and go out and watch a new spin on the game of tennis, which is being played at one of our film facilities, one of our production facilities in the area that I had never seen before. This is a chance, actually, to go and watch tennis, but also to be on the premises at one of our production facilities here in the metro Atlanta area, one that I didn't know was on Redan Road out in Decatur.
Got about 25 studios, working studios around the Atlanta area. That's not the rest of the state. Yep. That's just north of Macon.
Right.
Think about that.
Yep. So that's going on tonight. And, you know, he's a former University of Georgia player who was on with us Thursday morning to talk about he's excited to do that. You found out something else about him while he was talking about playing tennis, that, you know, his real job that he has.
Remind me?
The hedge fund.
Oh, right. Yeah.
See that? You got all.
I got a lot of things on my mind.
Okay. Well, you know? I'm just saying you
I had that written down. I didn't have it top of mind because I do want to get back to him, because if he got his own hedge fund, yeah, you got my attention.
But he still wanted to be involved with tennis and play, so he's out there being a part of it. And that's the thing. It's going to be good level competition. They've taken one of the sets, one of the sound stages, number three. They put that one in there.
Soundstage number three, is that what you're saying?
And that's, okay. Yep. And so they got courts in there, but they got, like, different type of setting, like got lounge chairs or couches you can sit on and watch while you watch the tennis. The matches are scheduled for, like, 10 minutes to play for I guess, a match in 10 minutes.
Right. They're
going to run it. And then you're going to have sets between, no breaks in between serving. I mean, there's a clock running. You got to get up there and hit the ball. You only get one serve. If you're serving ace, you get 2 points. Those type of things. But just the setting they have there, you know, at Electric Isle Studios would be something I think people will enjoy seeing, too.
So I got two things I want to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
One is, you alluded to the game-changing films, and I want to let people know why we brought that up and why you're talking about all that, and I don't do it enough. But is any of you out there, young folks, anybody who plays a sport that's listening to me right now, if you have video of yourself playing that sport, and think of it along the lines of a kid who's leaving high school that wants to send that video to the college or that person to let them know, we've been playing soccer, we've been playing lacrosse, we've been playing baseball, football, all the usuals. If you have a video of yourself doing a particular sport, game-changing films would be receptive to getting it. They're the company who put the athletes in movies and TV shows that play against the stars and the team that they're on. So they're always looking, and there's constant turnover. So they're always looking for the next group of high school swimmers, gymnasts, or football players, whatever it is. So again, game-changing films, go to their website, check it out. But I'm telling you, if you got anybody in your family, if you yourself play a sport, you got video on there, you never know. Because, I mean, even adults here, too. Think about this. And I don't know why this one popped into my head, but it did. White men can't jump.
Right.
So you got Woody and you got Woody and you got Wesley as the stars. And you got a couple other guys that played in the NBA that are there. But you got them other players. Game-changing films knew who them dudes were.
All right.
Or they went to a playground and got some guys. But they're always looking for athletes out there. And you never know what the project is. And the other one is, and I got to tell you real quick, and Noel, bring that down for a second. I got to say a shout out to a guy named Brian Beagle.
Okay.
Brian Beagle's a casting director here in town. And a few weeks ago, Brian Beagle, as I was leaving a callback, and Brian's, he's an acquired taste, right?
Okay.
But he put his arm around me, and I hadn't seen him in, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe even a year, and gone there. But I've known him for well over a decade. And he put his arm around me as I left, and he goes, you know what the deal is, right? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, when I call you in here, you always book it. And I just kind of let that slip, and I smiled, and I went, nice, right?
Right.
And 2 days later, I got the call, and I had booked. That was at America's Best, so I will be in one of those. But he's also the guy who called me back for that Sprite commercial.
Oh, man.
He called me back for that Geico commercial. And so there's like three of them that he likes to remind me of that he brought me back.
He's the guy. I'm your guy.
And I closed the deal. So shout out to Brian Beagle and Brian Beagle Casting. He came through again. So it was just kind of funny. As we leave you, Sam, I ask you this. Which was the song that's playing on the radio each day in the movie Groundhog's Day? What is the song that's played on the radio each day in Groundhog Day? Bill Murray's Groundhog Day. He wakes up and the song is playing on the radio.
I got you, babe.
There you go. Yeah. Sonny and Cher, control of the board, stays with Mr. Crenshaw. Moving into the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Caleb Johnson. Talk about these finals. Noel is coming back to let us know what we should know about what's going on in the WNBA. That is all on the way in this 11 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg on the longest day of the year. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.